Glory to Jesus Christ. If we think about our religion, our faith, so we have to realize and we come to this realization that everything is gift. Everything from God, which what comes to God to us, is a gift. And this gift is given to everybody. To everybody who is able to receive the gift from God. And Christ tells us how to be ready. How can we receive these gifts from God? He says, you should be my friends. When you are my friends, everything what I have, you will have, is yours. And we say, well, yeah, I love Christ. I believe in him. So, well, I'm ready to receive his gifts. But Christ makes this definition. What does it mean to be his friend? What does it mean to be in friendship with him? He says, if you want to be my friends, you will keep my commandments. Or he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. And this is something what, if we do this, then we strive for that, and we really try hard to keep commandments he gave us. Now, I am nothing about this, only these 10 commandments we know from the Old Testament. But Christ meant these commandments he gave us in his gospel, in his word, how to live our life with God. But when we try to do this, it's not only a sign that we are in friendship with God, but it means that we can be sure that our hearts are open for receiving his gifts. But well, sometimes we make the shortcut. We make this, okay, I am baptized. I received all the sacraments. I come to church. I pray from some time. So I have right to get God's gifts. And sometimes we do it with violence. Even our heart is not prepared. Even when our heart is not in real or in friendship with God, we are stealing this. We try to steal these gifts because we think that we have right. That we have a right to do this. But we can do it only in our thoughts, because God can defend himself. And today, when we celebrate or commemorate Saint Mary of Egypt and her life, we have to see what does it mean to be in friendship with God. We know that she led not very nice life. Actually, she was a big sinner. But when these relics of Holy Cross were given for veneration one church, and people went to the church in huge numbers to venerate these relics, this Holy Cross, she thought that she has right to go and to venerate these relics. She thought that, well, I can go, I can venerate, even when she was not in friendship with God. When she came to the church, she came to the door, some kind of invisible power caused that she shouldn't She couldn't cross the door. She couldn't enter to the church. God said no to her right. And this was a moment which really touched her heart. And she realized, she understood that it is God who says to her, no, you are not worthy to go there because you are not in friendship with me. And this touched her heart so much that, well, she changed her life through repentance and confession. And then she could enter in, venerate the relics, and then she left for 40 years to desert to make repentance for her sins, because she somehow understood how those things have offended God, and she wanted to change it because she wanted to be God's friend. And when I was thinking about this, and I realized, I asked myself, if you would do the same miracle, if you show this your power, would I be able to enter to your church today? Would not this your power prevent or protect your holy place from me? Am I really your friend? And if we start to think about this, well, we would find a lot of reasons why God would not let us in. But he doesn't look in us for perfectness immediately. But when he sees that our heart is burning with desire to be holy, to be his friends, if he sees that our heart is burning with desire to keep his commandments, even if it is hard for us, he sees that like enough to start this friendship with us, this relationship which opens us for his gifts. For his gifts. He lets us in and he feeds us and he gives us grace and he makes us strong for next day, for next step. But if this desire is not in our hearts, if we don't care that about growing in virtues, and we really don't fight with all our power to keep his commandments, how can we have courage to think that we are open for his gifts? We can lie to ourselves. We can approach even chalice in this state and receive communion. We can steal this body of Christ, but it will be not for our blessing, but for condemnation. Because only those who are in real friendship with God can come and receive him to his heart. St. Mary, she understood that. St. Mary, she understood that it's very important to have this relationship with God. And when she came to this understanding and when she looked to her life, she said, well, I have to do something. And she went to the desert. She took only several loaves of bread. And she was there in fasting, praying, asking God for mercy. And God elevated her soul to huge holiness. God always elevates our hearts and our souls to greatness, to holiness. Actually, He elevates our souls and our hearts, whole our beings on His level, because He wants us to make us gods, like He is. And this goal is open for everybody who wants that. But if I approach God with position, I have right, even I don't care too much about all these details, this is position of person, you would not to like to change your place with that person, because this is not way to salvation. This is not way to salvation. Saint Mary opened her heart, and through repentance she told God, I want to be friend with you, and I will do everything to keep this friendship. And God put a lot of gifts to her soul. He's ready to put a lot of gifts to our souls if we make the same decision. When we don't see anything like our right, but we are preparing our hearts through repentance for this free God's wonderful gifts. Amen.